Poetry on the Radio. Today, Claire Delahunty.
Her Symphonic Core. There is a photo of my mother sitting, smiling, in a Wandon Valley-esque hospital, my sister just born. One of her breasts swells bronze-like from her shirt. One cheek bulges with the food she is eating to feed the flood. I carried this somewhere in my back pages as I tiptoed towards my own daughter, who was born small as a bird, a bantam. She stepped lightly off the mother script, neither descending straightforwardly in a country ward nor arriving solid as a straining post. But the milk, like music, was pooled in me. There, somehow I knew how I would build her note by note. I did not know how it would first feel like failing. Lactose-sodden sheets, but that tiny mouth gumming me to tears in the shower. Still receiving, losing not a gram, gaining on me. While I turned an incredulous face to mother friends. It is agony. It is too much. It is enough. And so I smiled too, cheeks full of food, as her body plumped, her mouth opening wider, lips parted just right. So much for her that I could hand milk salve for cradle-capped eyebrows, clouds for her bath water. We both were held safe by my mother picture, as by an old refrain, reassured that the bitter and the sweet song of life is given and sustained, all from her symphonic core. That was a poem from the anthology What We Carry, Poetry on Childbearing, co-edited by Ella Kurtz, Simone King and myself, published in May 2021 by Recent Work Press. This anthology explores the potential for childbearing, including infertility and loss, to provide insight into human existence and experience. The poem I just shared is a reflection on my experience breastfeeding my daughter and the lines I drew back to my mother's feet breastfeeding her children so abundantly. My experience of birth was very different from my mother's, which took me by surprise. However, I felt she'd passed to me some kind of gift when it came to feeding my own daughter. Born so tiny, I faced huge immediate pressure to fatten her up, and this I did. It's incredibly unremarkable in many ways, but I count it proudly as a singular achievement, an act of practicality colliding with an act of love, given its own language through the transference of something as simple as milk. Her Symphonic Core. There is a photo of my mother sitting, smiling, in a Wandon Valley-esque hospital, my sister just born. One of her breasts swells bronze-like from her shirt. One cheek bulges with the food she is eating to feed the flood. I carried this somewhere in my back pages as I tiptoed towards my own daughter, who was born small as a bird, a bantam. She stepped lightly off the mother script, neither descending straightforwardly in a country ward nor arriving solid as a straining post. But the milk, like music, was pooled in me. There, somehow I knew how I would build her note by note. I did not know how it would first feel like failing. Lactose-sodden sheets, but that tiny mouth gumming me to tears in the shower. Still receiving, losing not a gram, gaining on me. While I turned an incredulous face to mother friends, it is agony, it is too much, it is enough. And so I smiled too, cheeks full of food as her body plumped, her mouth opening wider, lips parted just right. so much for her that I could hand milk salve for cradle-capped eyebrows, clouds for her bathwater. We both were held safe by my mother picture, as by an old refrain, reassured that the bitter and the sweet song of life is given and sustained, all from her symphonic core.
Today we heard Claire Delahunty on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Artsound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.